Hello, and welcome to this technical briefing from Purple. I'm here to walk you through the architecture and implementation of 802.1x Enterprise Wi-Fi on iOS and macOS devices. We're focusing on certificate-based authentication, specifically EAPTLS, which has become the gold standard for securing corporate and BYOD networks across hospitality, retail, and public sector environments. Let's start with the context. Why are we moving away from pre-shared keys? In a modern enterprise environment, whether that's a stadium, a retail chain, or a corporate campus, relying on a single password for network access is a massive security vulnerability. 802.1x, specifically with EAPTLS, mitigates this by requiring a unique digital certificate for every device. This means no passwords to guess, no credentials to phish, and precise control over who accesses what. Now, let's dive into the technical architecture. When an iOS or macOS device connects to an 802.1x network, it acts as the supplicant. The Wi-Fi access point is the authenticator, and it passes the request to a RADIUS server, which acts as the authentication server. The RADIUS server then checks the device's certificate against a certificate authority and verifies identity against your directory service, like Active Directory or LDAP. The critical component here is the certificate deployment. You cannot expect users to manually install certificates and configure 802.1x settings on their iPhones or MacBooks. It's a support nightmare and prone to errors. This is where Mobile Device Management, or MDM, comes in. Platforms like Jamf Pro or Microsoft Intune are essential. They push configuration profiles directly to the Apple devices. These profiles contain the Wi-Fi payload, the necessary root and intermediate certificates, and the SCEP or ACME payload to automatically request and renew the client certificate. When deploying this, there are a few key implementation recommendations. First, always use SCEP or ACME for automated certificate lifecycle management. Manual certificate distribution is not scalable. Second, ensure your RADIUS server is highly available. If RADIUS goes down, nobody authenticates. Third, pay close attention to the trust settings in your MDM profile. You must explicitly tell the Apple device to trust the RADIUS server's certificate. Otherwise, the connection will fail silently. Let's talk about common pitfalls. The most frequent issue we see is certificate expiration. If the MDM doesn't automatically renew the client certificate before it expires, the device will drop off the network. Another common problem is incorrect server certificate validation. If the RADIUS server's certificate changes and the devices aren't updated, they will refuse to connect to prevent man-in-the-middle attacks. Let's do a rapid-fire Q&A. Question 1. Can we use PAP-MSCH-APV2 instead of EAPTLS? Answer, you can, but it relies on usernames and passwords, which are susceptible to credential theft. APTLS with certificates is significantly more secure. Question 2. How does this integrate with Purple's platform? Answer, while 802.1x secures your corporate and BYOD devices, Purple handles the guest network, capturing analytics and driving engagement. They run on parallel SIDs, ensuring complete segregation of traffic. To summarize, setting up 802.1x on Apple devices requires a solid PKI infrastructure, a reliable RADIUS server, and an MDM solution to push configuration profiles. It's an investment in architecture, but the return on investment is a dramatically reduced attack surface and a streamlined user experience. For a deeper dive, check out the full technical guide. Thank you for listening.